The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I would never do that to you guys. It is a Picks Friday. It is a Finish Strong Friday. It's a presented by DraftKings Friday. And it is a Winners Friday because we love, don't like, well, first of all, we love all of you, but we really love those of you that go the extra mile and try to win one of these press passes or a Madden or a signed picture or a signed card. We like winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
People like Scott Parkinson. Look, it's not that complicated. I looked at Ross Tucker Pod, which is the podcast handle. I looked and was looking for how many different quote tweets we had. Scott Parkinson had like 3 quote tweets, one of which said, man, he wishes that betting was legal in Kentucky so he could use DraftKings. So money, it's not even funny, Scott. Love it. You're the spread the word winner. Let me know what you want. I've got some awesome press passes. And as you guys know, I'm racking them up this week as well. One more game to go. That's tomorrow. Bucknell, my wife's alma mater, where my wife and I met, where my wife and I got engaged. They play Army tomorrow. CBS Sports Network at noon. Check out your boy if you get a chance. You know I love when you guys take a picture of you watching me on the screen. That's almost a guaranteed retweet if you want it. The sponsor confirmation email winner, which this week was the get creative, do something different to win a Madden. It's Toby Markham. Toby got a My Front Page story for his wife. I love it, Toby. I hadn't even mentioned that in a long time. Maybe that's what we'll do next week. I haven't decided yet for the Madden, but it is the holiday season. It is the perfect time to get a story for a loved one from myfrontpagestory.com. Coolest, most unique gift ever. And you kind of thought of it before I did, Toby. I love it. That was going to be maybe what I would do next week. But you'd be like, I got a story, myfrontpagestory.com for my wife. Love it, Toby. I think you said you wanted a PS4. Well, you got it, bro. And then the YouTube shout out, Brad Stazuski. Brad Stazuski, I saw him on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, say Vegas, baby, Vegas. Had never seen that name before, Brad Stazuski. And so he subscribed, he made a comment. Now he gets a 30 to 45 second cameo style shout out for whoever you want, Brad. But you got to email me, ross@rostucker.com, and say, I want a shout out for my wife or my son or whatever, my buddies, my fantasy league. Whatever you want, I can do it. You just have to let me know. It's big show time.
The big show.
Tua comes off the bench. Dolphins upset Lamar and the Ravens 22-10 on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, and Bri, this is why I love football. This is why I love what I do, because you never know what's going to happen. Nobody thought that Tua would come in the game. Nobody thought that the Dolphins would win like that. Nobody thought the Ravens would look that bad. And nobody thought that the hero of the entire NFL season at this point would be Robert Hunt, the right guard for the Miami Dolphins, who scored a touchdown that should count If you didn't see it, you got it. I'm sure you've seen the highlights by now. It was absolutely amazing. I will say this, though, too, Bri, before I forget, it was a busy day. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. signs with the Rams, clearly giving up money and opportunity because he wanted to be in L.A. and he wanted a chance to win the whole thing. He really did give up a bunch of money to do that. Cam Newton signs with the Panthers. Just a wild, wild day in the NFL. Cam actually got pretty good money. And then to top it off, Bri, the Miami Dolphins press box had the very traditional Miami cuisine of roasted turkey. I'm a little confused by that, but I went healthy, bed of lettuce, put a bunch of turkey on top of it. Now, I did have stomach issues during the game, so I don't know if that was the lettuce or the turkey or the key lime pie I had. I didn't know, Bri. I'm a key lime pie guy. I am now officially a key lime pie guy. Maybe it was just the moment, but it was pretty delicious. And then halftime, really good empanadas. Is it empanadas or empanada? How do you say it, Bri?
I go with empanada.
Okay, you don't like, you don't, whatever you call it, the N? Like, it's not empanada, it's empanada? Momo the driver shaking his head. Which one is it, Momo? Empanada. Okay, empanada. Momo looks like he knows. So if you don't know, I'm in the back of a car after the game with Ian Eagle right there. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's up?
The legend. He didn't know I was going to do that. He's probably not happy now. That's okay. It's like 1 o'clock. That was the longest game of all time. Here's all you need to know from it. Sammy Watkins really hurt the Ravens. Poor effort on the first drive. Probably could have had a touchdown. Then I jinxed Justin Tucker, my brother from another mother. He missed a kick. That was horrible. And the Dolphins did nothing in the first quarter. After that, the Dolphins actually sort of controlled the action for the most part. Isaiah Ford got him a 6-3 lead when there was a dropped coverage. Just so many mistakes by the Ravens is really all you need to know from this game. The Dolphins confused Lamar Jackson. They stifled the Ravens' offense. Probably the worst I've ever seen Lamar Jackson, the Ravens' offense look. That's like the big takeaway from the game. Jacoby Brissett gets hurt. Tua Tagovailoa comes in. Brissett gives everybody the thumbs up, puts his helmet on, says, I'm fine, I can come back out. But then Brian Flores doesn't let him come back out. Tua Tagovailoa did his best Ryan Fitzpatrick, coming in relief, role player, and the Dolphins won. Robert Hunt, the offensive lineman, called a screen pass for a touchdown that's blatantly illegal. Didn't seem to faze him at all, so it doesn't bother me. Sammy Watkins has a fumble that is returned for a touchdown by Xavier Howard, which really ended up being the biggest play in the game. Ravens ended up scoring. Okay, 15-10. It's interesting. Not for long. Another dropped coverage, and Albert Wilson takes it all the way down. Tua Tagovailoa scores on a quarterback sneak, and that was it. Wild, wild Thursday night game. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I will probably go to bed by 2 a.m. and get 2.5 hours sleep. This is the life we have chosen, though. I think we're done here for this segment.
Well, I think you guys know me well enough to know I love things that make life easier. Like, I love my remote control. Remember when there wasn't remote controls? Remember when you had to get up and actually turn the TV? You know what makes your car easier? The life in your car? The free Fix Finder service from AutoZone. I pretty much butchered that, huh? You know what makes your life easier from a car perspective? The free Fix Finder service from AutoZone. With the free Fix Finder service at AutoZone, you can troubleshoot more dashboard lights, including your check engine light, ABS light, and service interval light. They will send your full results in a detailed Fix Finder straight to your email. So you'll have all the information you need to take on the fix. That's what the verified technicians do. And if you need a little bit of help from a repair shop, AutoZone even refers you to a nearby shop you can trust. So next time your dashboard lights pay you a visit, just get in the zone, AutoZone.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
All right, let's start with the Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets.
Well, I mean, the Bills are going to win the game. I would be shocked. I would love to talk to Fezzik from Even Money Podcast to know what the odds are that the Bills would lose back-to-back weeks to the Jags and Jets. It's not happening. The question is whether my guy Mike White can play well enough to keep it close. I think he can. I think he does. I think it's 24-14 Bills. Their offense is struggling. I'm not going to predict them to, you know, put up 30 until I see it. 24-14 Bills, probably a good survivor pick if you haven't used them yet, because they're not losing this game. Lock them up, Ry.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Next game, Tampa at Washington.
Well, the Bucs aren't losing this game either. So if you haven't used the Bucs, you can use them as a survivor pick as well. Both these teams coming off a bye. So not a whole lot to say there, other than it felt like Washington had kind of been playing better their last couple of games before the bye. But the Bucs lost their last game before a bye to the Saints. So they're going to come out not very happy, and they're going to win this game. Yeah, 31-17 Bucs. Let's lock them up, Ryan.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Atlanta Falcons at the Dallas Cowboys.
So, this is another one. I mean, we're three in a row to start the show where I'd be pretty surprised if the Cowboys lost this game. Now, I think the Falcons have been super competitive all year. I think the Falcons will be right there with the Cowboys. I think they can maybe keep it to a one-score game. Maybe Matt Ryan gets a late score, something like that. But I don't envision them winning. Cowboys were just blown out, maybe overconfident for that Broncos game. I expect them to bounce back. And then on the flip side, the Falcons, you know, had that hard-fought last-second win against the Saints. I don't know that they're going to do that again. Give me the boys to win this one. 27-20 Dallas.
All right. New Orleans Saints at the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh, Bri. I got to tell you, I'm feeling the Saints in this one. Titans have been on an unbelievable roll, but the O-line for the Saints is good. I don't think that the Titans D-line will dominate the Saints O-line like they did against the Rams. I think, you know, listening to Greg on Wednesday talk about the fact that Simeon played pretty well in the fourth quarter was a little bit reassuring. I'm making the big call. Should have taken the Saints on the Even Money podcast, but that was days ago. I think the New Orleans Saints win this game. That, you know, this is just the way the NFL works. Titans coming off, you know, this unbelievable run. Saints had the tough loss. I think the Saints going to Tennessee find a way to get this done. I think their defense plays very well. I don't think Tannehill and the offense are very good without Derrick Henry. I'm going 20-17 New Orleans Saints. Your favorite part of the show, Bri. Do it.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Jacksonville Jaguars at the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, not letting the doggies out here. I would be very surprised if the Jags are able to play that well again defensively. The Colts are on a run right now. I think the Colts, you know, if the Titans hadn't had this unbelievable run, I think the Colts would be right there. I think the Colts are going to make the playoffs. I'll say that right now. I think the Colts have a good chance to be a wild card with the way they're playing. Jags just can't score. You know, I mean, even though they beat the Bills, they can't score at all. So I'll give the Jags D some credit. 23-13 Indianapolis. Probably a pretty good one. A lot of you probably need a survivor pick. If you need one and you haven't used, you probably haven't used the Colts yet. So lock them up, Bri.
your Survivor slash Knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Detroit at Pittsburgh, another potential lock 'em up.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it. Now, I don't think the Lions are going to win, but we've seen this movie too many times with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin wins the primetime games. He wins the big games, but for whatever reason, struggles at times with the games like this against lesser opponents at home. These are the type of games over the years that the Steelers have lost for whatever reason. I don't think they'll lose. I'm not going to say that. I do think it's a close, good game. I do, which is why I took the Lions and the points on the Even Money podcast. I think it's like 20-17. Steelers get it done, but it's not a fun game for Steelers fans.
Cleveland Browns at the New England Patriots.
So looking forward to this game. And before I give my pick on it, you should know that PicksWise is the number one free app for football picks, odds, and analysis. Find expert picks for every game all season long, loaded with best bets, props, and parlays. You can find in-depth game predictions giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction, all for free. Found your pick? Search our latest DraftKings promotions to sign up for an account and place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You know what? There's another one, Bri. I think New England's playing very well. I just think Cleveland has more talent. I think Cleveland has more talent. I think Cleveland's the better team. I think Cleveland wins this football game, even though they're the underdog. And I know there's uncertainty about the running backs, really, for both teams. I get that. But I just think Cleveland has more talent. And I think they find a way. Baker Mayfield, I think at this stage of his career, is still better than Mac Jones. I think the Browns get a big win on the road. Awesome football game. Feels like 23-20, the Brownies. Underdogs.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs
out? Minnesota Vikings are at the Los Angeles Chargers.
The Minnesota Vikings. This would be the kind of game that the Vikings would win, wouldn't it? I mean, you know, the way this season's gone, this would be the game where they'd actually find a way to play well and win it. But I'm not going to pick that to happen. They've been so bad in close games. I'm not going to pick them. I think there's a bunch of points in this one. I think it's a fun game. 31-30 Chargers. Go, Chargers, go.
Carolina Panthers at the Arizona Cardinals.
Very curious to see what P.J. Walker can get done in this game when he has all the reps this week in practice. You know, they're designing the game plan around his skill set. There's a lot of positives for P.J. Walker going into this game. A lot of positives. And I'm curious. I'm rooting for him. You guys know I wrote the article for DK Nation earlier this week. I always root for the backup quarterback. I always root for the backups, period. But especially a guy like P.J. Walker. I don't believe he's ever started an NFL game before. I'm thrilled for him. He can quite literally change his life if he goes out there and plays well. I hope he does, but I'm not going to pick him and the Panthers to win the football game. Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. When I make my picks, I'm telling you guys what I truly in my heart believe and think is going to happen in the game, what I would put my money on if I was doing it. So I always tell you exactly what I think. What I think is it's a good game, but ultimately the Panthers come up short. I think Arizona wins it 24-20. I'm going to give P.J. Walker some credit. I think he makes it interesting. 24-20 Arizona.
Philadelphia Eagles at the Denver Broncos.
So as Steve and I discussed on Even Money earlier in the week, clearly we like the Eagles with the points. This is a toss-up game for me. I really could go either way. I could flip a coin here, but I'm going to go with the Broncos. They're the home team. They're coming off an extraordinary performance against the Cowboys. By the way, that's part of the reason why I think, you know, they might be vulnerable here because of that, everybody patting them on the back from that win against the Cowboys. But ultimately, I'm going to pick Bridgewater, a little more experienced veteran guy than Hurts. He makes the one critical play late to win the game that Hurts doesn't. 24-23 Broncos.
Seattle will be at the Green Bay Packers.
Right. And still looking like it'll be Russell Wilson against Aaron Rodgers, which is great. They'll probably get great ratings for that. People wanting to see what both these guys look like. Wilson off the injury, Rodgers off of his deal. The thing is it's very hard to pick the Seahawks to win the game because it's really hard to know how that hand injury, that finger injury, affected Russell Wilson. You know, it's just like, how do you know? I don't know if it affected him or not. Whereas, I guess we don't know that for Aaron Rodgers and COVID either, but, you know, we're talking about the throwing hand of a quarterback as opposed to, you know, Rodgers having some issues with COVID. So I'll take the Packers to win the game at home. I hope it's a fun, entertaining one. I think it kind of will be. I think it's like 27-24 Packers.
Sunday Night Football, Kansas City at Las Vegas.
This is an interesting one. I'm thrilled that it's the Sunday night game. Should be a great game between the Chiefs and the Raiders. One of the best rivalries in the NFL. I kind of like the Raiders. You know, I mean, we all keep wanting the Chiefs to snap out of it or thinking, when are they going to snap out of it? Maybe they're not. Maybe this is just who they are this year. I got to go by what I've seen. And what I've seen is not good. Even the last two games I watched against the Giants, against the Packers. I think the Raiders bounced back from a miserable performance against the Giants. I think they get the win. I think the Raiders win this game like 30-23. They win by a full touchdown. Raiders, let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs
out? And finally, Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams at the 49ers.
Ginormous game for both these teams. Absolutely ginormous. It feels like if the Niners lose, it really might be Trey Lance time. I mean, it probably should be. And then Trey Lance will have to start from scratch and show what he can do, like a lot of small business owners out there that have overcome the odds. They've rewritten the playbook. They've delivered under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, it's a network working for everyone. As for this game, Bri, oh man, I don't think the Rams are going to lose two in a row. I'm with Greg, what he said on Wednesday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I think the Rams bounce back. I just don't think the Niners' interior D-line is going to be able to be as disruptive as the Titans were to Stafford. And without that, I don't think that the Niners can really slow them down. And the Rams' defense has been pretty consistent. Even Sunday night, they didn't give up very much to the Titans. That was really Stafford handing that to them. So I like the Rams to take care of business on the road. And I don't want to say end the Niners' season, but make it really tough for the Niners to come back from that at this point. I'll say, Bri, it's 27-20, something like that. Rams get it done on Monday Night Football. Should be a fun game. You know I love giving shout-outs because that means somebody has done something cool for us, which we really appreciate, including those of you that are smart enough to be, I think we're done here, members of patreon.com/RTmedia. So you get the shout out at the end of every show. delicious Pizza Boy Brewing, the pizza and the beer. Sporticulture, which is a very, very cool, unique gift you should check out. Vision Comics with an X. HumanHeadNYC.com, which is the Human Head Vinyl Records. And SteakhouseSports.com. Check that out during the season while you still have a chance. Chris Aronchek's doing some awesome, awesome things over there. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.